This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The last question is, you know, people ask about the difficulty when it comes with their children, because the children see other Muslims having, especially this is in the West for us, and the ones who see, they see the other ones celebrating and having fun, they're having gifts and things like this. A lot of times this comes back to living in poor Muslim communities where we don't have any alternatives. And it's very, very important that we have alternatives to make our children enjoy our celebrations. And I'll give you an example. When I arrived in the city that I live in Waterford in Ireland, there was nothing for the Eid. The kids, they would give them, you know, some sweets, and that was about it. So I sat down with some of the brothers and some of the sisters. I said, look, we have to make a celebration. And we have to make it as big as possible and as beautiful as possible. Alhamdulillah, we had, you know, brought in the bouncy castles and making the balloons and the face paintings. And it was a huge celebration for the kids with the sweets and the food and the food for the brothers and the sisters. And people really enjoyed it. Even the people were saying, yeah, it costs too much money to do two Eids, let's do one. I said, no, this is a must for our community. We have to do it. Alhamdulillah, after that, the kids really started to enjoy. They started to really benefit from the Eid. So much so that they found it as an alternative. So the ones who were influenced before who want to celebrate these other holidays like Christmas, they had no need for it. It's like, I don't need it anymore because I have my Eid, I have my celebrations. So we have to find the alternatives. Secondly, it's very important that when we're living in the West during the season where we're on vacation and we're on holidays, that we benefit from the alternatives that we have. And alhamdulillah, when you look in the UK, you look in America, Canada, Australia, other Muslim and non-Muslim countries, but where we have strong Muslim populations, you'll find that the Islamic centers, many of them anyways, they have beautiful programs. For example, we have during the days of Christmas, family retreats, where families go out and you're in a totally Muslim environment. We have different, you know, other retreats. We have all kinds of lectures and events in the masjid. So we need to take advantage of this time, this season, to have other alternatives for our kids to have fun and to enjoy themselves. Because when they go back to school and John and Sally, they're talking about, you know, we got this gift and we did this, that we say, alhamdulillah, we get our gifts during Eid, but nonetheless, we had a lot of fun over this vacation period as well, because we did this and we did that and we went on this trip and that trip. So we benefit from these times and with our families and having fun alternatives of halal things. Not celebrating their things. We're doing our own things in our Muslim communities and Muslim events, inshallah ta'ala. And this brings us to an end of this lecture, where I hope it's clear now to all of us from the statements of the scholars who went into depth to explain to us from the Qur'an and from the Sunnah and from the consensus and the statements of the prominent scholars of Islam, the rulings when it comes to celebrating or taking part or attending or greeting non-Muslims during Christmas or in any of their religious holidays. And like we said, this doesn't mean just because we don't celebrate these holidays or don't take part that we are against our non-Muslim neighbors and colleagues and our communities. In fact, this is something that is very far from the truth, and something we always call to in our lectures, is that it's upon us as Muslims in the West to be parts of our community and to take part and have strong roles in our community and to be positive and productive members of society. But at the same time, we hold firm to our religious beliefs and we do not celebrate other religious beliefs or other festivals which go against what we believe in. And if anybody has anything they didn't understand or something they'd like to add or question, you can contact me on my Facebook page or my Twitter page, inshallah ta'ala, and I will get back to you and we can discuss these issues together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessings and barakah in what was said, and may Allah benefit us from what was said, and may Allah help us and assist us in being from those who implement the Qur'an and the Sunnah on the understanding of the scholars of Islam, the true scholars of Islam, and implement that in our lives. And Allah knows best. Allahu alam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.